Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
It's my favorite time.
Is it?
It is, because you know why?
Because...
I'm going to tell you why!
Are you going to tell me?
You're always wrong!
So, contradictions episode.
Yes.
Got it.
About the book of Ezra.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get on into it.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so the book of Ezra, right?
Yeah.
is super short, right?
It is.
Like, how
it's
many?
10 books.
10 chapters.
Or 10 chapters, sorry.
Yeah, 10 chapters. So, I kind of failed you on this one because guess how many contradictions I have?
Two.
One.
One?
Okay, listen.
One contradiction?
One contradiction, but listen to why.
Okay, okay? I'm listening.
We're going to do numbers, a list of numbers here, okay?
Okay.
So, there are a total of 23 listed on the site that I'm using.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The first 17 question, how many of XYZ's offspring returned from Babylon?
Oh, so it's all about the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more contradictions, but it's about the boring-ass shit.
Yeah, well, it's about stuff we don't care.
Right,
that's,
right.
I don't really even call that a contradiction. That's just bullshit, yeah, right, nonsense.
Right.
Like, I would never get mad at a Christian and say, how do you explain this nonsense?
Right.
Like, there's enough actual stuff in the Bible
right
to get mad about besides how many of XYZ's offspring came
except
back from
Ezra.
Babylon.
Ezra has one.
Whatever. So, okay, so 17 of the 23 questions are about that.
Yeah.
Several of them, as well as the next five, had contradictions that were either rooted in Nehemiah, which is the next book,
okay,
which we haven't read yet,
right,
or the New Testament, which we are not at.
Got it. So there's more contradictions.
Yes.
Just we haven't reached them yet.
Yes. 17 were irrelevant. And of those, plus the next five, several were ones we haven't got to yet.
Okay, so this is going to be a light contradictions episode.
It is.
Because of where we are and what they contradict.
So number 23.
So number 23, the one only that we will be covering today.
Yes, and you even, I think, know the answer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Even though you're wrong.
I'm okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is it okay to marry a Moabite?
No, you cannot commingle.
You cannot commingle, according to the book of Ezra.
Right. Although 9. Moses married a Moabite.
Stop. Stop. You stop because you're always wrong. So Ezra was so upset when he heard that the Israelites were marrying Moabites, among others. Not just Moabites, but lots of mingling. Okay? Like Egyptians and like all those places over there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? He was so mad and sad that he rent his garment and mantle and he plucked the hair out of his fucking head.
Poor Ezra.
And beard. He pulled his beard out.
Man.
And he sat down astonished.
Yeah.
Astonished.
It's astonishing.
He could not believe men got a fuck. It's like he never met men before.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Co-mingling. God.
Co-mingling. My God. Okay. But anyways, so no, absolutely not. Right. But you're always wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I already sang it before, so this time I'll just
right,
say
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Okay. The answer is also yes.
Okay.
Because let us not forget, in addition to the one that you mentioned.
Yeah, Moses.
Which is a big one.
That's a big one.
Right? Okay. But we're just going to put that aside because that wasn't even in their list, which I was kind of sad about because that's a big one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But that one's actually not, I think maybe it wasn't listed because it's not specified. It's
right.
Taken via.
For granted.
No, it's not taken for granted. It's taken via different little hints. Like, we could, like, they allude to it, but they don't specifically say it.
Got it.
You can't cite what verse says that
right,
she was
right,
a Moabite.
Right. Okay. All right.
So, I think that's why they left it out. But we know. Me
right.
and you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, we sussed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But, in the book of Ruth, chapter 4.
Okay.
Boaz married a Moabite woman. Ruth was a fucking Moabite, remember?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And their son, Obed, was the father of Jesse, who was the grandfather of motherfucking David.
So they commingling.
They commingled with Moabites.
Right.
And now Ezra's like, Moabites suck. But David, I mean, he was the chronicler.
Right.
He was in love with David.
Right.
Like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
You hate Moabites, but David was a motherfucking Moabite.
Right.
I mean, he had Moabite in his blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, get out of here with that shit, you
right.
racist fuck.
Yeah.
So
that's dumb.
That's dumb.
Right. And they're not the only ones. Like Solomon married like mm-hmm. all kinds of fucking people.
Yeah. Oh, they. Yeah.
I mean, there's countless
all
examples.
All across the world, statues crumble for me.
But yep. there's a bunch of well-respected figures in the Bible that mm-hmm. quote unquote commingled.
And not only did they commingle, but they did it like broadly and verily.
Right. Yeah.
I say unto thee.
They, now, it was said to
their
be
fucking
like,
was a veritable cornucopia.
In the king's sense, though, it was said to be like some sort of like a political move or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I call bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't be godly and politically. I mean,
yeah,
it's either okay or it's not.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, and it to for it to not be okay, in my opinion, is disgusting and wrong and xenophobic.
Mm-hmm.
But for it to be okay is fine, except for that then they say it's not. So,
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about that.
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
But it bothered me. Like, we went off on the commingling in that one episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's bullshit.
It is.
It's just fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Sorry that we were the only people living here and we fell in love.
Right?
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your fucking... Get out of my fucking life, man.
Yeah. Like, you weren't even here for 70 years.
Right.
Like, you have no emotions about this. Go away. Yeah.
Go
from
back
my
to fucking
yard.
Babylon, bitch.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Go write some more rules over there.
Yeah, take your 10 rules and shove them up your pee hole.
So, all right. Was that all we had to cover in today's contradictions episode?
That was my contradictions episode. And as per usual, you're always wrong.
I'll take it,
but
I guess.
But I did it soft. It's soft because it was only one.
I was pretty right for being wrong.
You were so right. Honestly, I take it back. Take it back. Subtle. I'm sucking it back because you were actually righter than right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You were pretty fucking right.
Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
I love you.
Love you too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll see you guys for the beginning. Well,
well
either
the weekly wrap up.
We got the weekly wrap up, and then we got the we'll be starting Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, what are we doing on? Let's see. It'll be Wednesday when we do
on
it.
On Wednesday. We will be back with the first chapter of Nehemiah.
Yeah, that. Sorry, I didn't mean to take your thunder.
You're always stepping on my lines.
I do it all the time.
You do.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that you like the sound of your own fucking voice. But you know what? I cannot fault you that because I like the sound of my own fucking voice. And I'm always cutting you off to tell a story.
That's true. That's
and I also
true.
Yell at you a lot.
You do.
I do because I get so excited.
Our
and
fans
you're
love to
wrong.
Hate me.
They
you know
do.
That?
They do.
They're like, you should be nice to wife. And I'm like... I live with her, though.
Okay, and I have... Okay, you know what? Let's make this episode a little bit longer. Since we only have one.
Right, yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there. And since this is a bonus, so not everybody will listen to this. Okay? Okay, here we go. Actually, husband is the nicest guy you could ever hope for in a partner. He is patient and kind. He is smart and has a great sense of humor. And he has helped me through so many problems in my life. And he's just a great person. He's a great partner to have. And I only yell at him and make fun of him because it's... Because
you can.
I can. And it's also like it's part of how we play.
Right.
Like,
well, yeah, for
we
sure.
We play bicker.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's just fun. But I wanted to put this out there just in case anybody's like, God damn, he's whipped. Or God damn, she's
whipped.
Such a fucking bitch.
Shit, I give you shit all the time.
No, I know. I know. But I don't want anybody out there under the mistaken impression that you are an asshole. Because while you are an asshole, you are just such a good partner. And I love you.
Hey, love you too.
I'm so glad.
Thanks for the clarification, everybody.
Yep. I'll never do it again.
I'm sterile. Whatever. I'll still get some shit.
I know. Well, now they'll be asking, where's yours? So I'll give you a heads up. Now you've got time, but Valentine's Day is coming up, my love.
It is.
It is.
It is.
So you've got a couple of weeks to come up with some nice wordage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will let you off the hook for not buying me a card, which I know that you won't buy me a card. So
you know you're bad. But
you didn't
whatever.
Give me a card for my birthday. Get the fuck out of here.
I think I, whatever.
No, you
I think
didn't.
I thought you didn't.
Didn't
I? You didn't. Man, I suck. What?
No,
I mean, you guys don't get me shit for my birthday.
I know.
So.
I was going to say,
I'm just saying.
When's the last time I bought you a card for your birthday, though? So
we're like, eh,
nah.
Whatever.
We just,
we're old, so.
No, it's not just that we're old. Like, we are fun, and we're like, why wait for birthdays and Christmas to
right.
buy things for each other or buy things for ourselves?
Yeah.
And we're like, this is fun. I can afford it today. There's money today. Let's buy it.
I mean, honestly, our kids are more likely to get stuff on our birthdays than we are.
Oh, that is definitely true.
Yeah.
Because if there's anybody we love more than each other, it's that kid.
Well, and yeah, it's more satisfying to buy something for
it's
them.
It's so fun.
You know?
They enjoy getting gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
speaking of which, they're learning to do the yarn now.
They are doing the yarn. They taught themselves how to crochet.
Yeah.
And it's so impressive and amazing because they just taught themselves off of YouTube. And
right.
their very first foray into this yarn world was like really good. I mean, it's recognizable. Like, it's not just like a stack of tangled yarn.
Right.
It's good stuff.
It is.
And they made several different pride flags. And
yeah.
I probably wear one on my purse now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yay.
All right. We're rambling on about ourselves now. So we're going to go ahead and cut this off. That was Contradictions for Ezra.
It was.
And as we said, we'll be back on Wednesday with
the first chapter of, what's his name? Nehemiah.
Nehemiah. Yeah.
What's that dude's name?
Sorry. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.